Blog Talk Radio.
To this week's hypnotic show. This week is a special show. Got a doing a Stanley Cup champion edition. Was it a night with Vegas winning? Now I'm doing a takeover. You know, the nice takeover, this show. Got a lot of great interview guest appearances. We got Mark Stone, Zach White, Cloud, and Alex Martinez. So they're all going to, you know, do the interview. And I interviewed them right when that, you know, right when they won, same day and everything that night. So we're going to, it's going to be great. It's going to be the takeover today. You know, I'm so proud of them, you know, everything that they've done, you know, what they've accomplished, you know, it's an amazing thing. And to be part, you know, owner of that team, you know, it's, you know, definitely makes me that much more prouder, you know, like what they've done, because you've been able to watch it from the beginning, you know. So I will get to that shortly here, and but now we'll start out the show with some music.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't gonna work.
Man, that was crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Easy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Girls outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I talked, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bought the new shit buying WA. It was gangsta at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Donald B's in the place to give me the face. You say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Taking up the streets to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts sticking. Let me get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the past. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout. So I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. But the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Wrapped a 6-4 around a telephone pole. I look at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now cat is driving Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is cat. For doing the crime, fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. No bail. The fella called the ride in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, POG on trial, cold cutter, fourth. Disrupting up a court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. POG looked up and gave a grin. Yelled out fire, then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass. But that was a blast in the trash, motherfucker. Busy up, yep, yep.
Cause she wanna do it. I get the feeling on that ass, so I had to grill. She drunk like me, so you know she that well. 6 shots of that Tron mixed with that rock. Blowing loud and it's strong, got my knees up. Swag on fresh, but my attitude nasty. Tell that I'm drunk, cause your words ain't fast. I'm weaveling, wobbling, similar to a goblin. Once I pass the limit, then it's no stopping me. Hoolering, hollering, don't want no one to bother me. Follow scrapping, you'll be doing the drunk walk, stumbling.
I'm on my third cup, that's why my words I stirred up. And I'm finna sip on me some more to slick the word up. Straight to the face with no chaser, I'm shaking the skirt up. I be still some of y'all shit that you never heard of. And I'm finna get silly, it's about silly. Coming from Chi-Illy, ain't showing no pity. I was up that milli, really, when it get down to that nitty gritty. Y'all should've known it was gonna be y'all. Every time that I'm up in your city, off that rim it, or that hit it. Plus we got that good and plenty. They got me showing out, drunk walking all about. This right here gon' turn the whole fucking party out. Now DJ bring it back, it's going down. We pouring hard, popping bottles round after round.
The liquor got me feeling hot. We finna shut down the spot. I'm stumbling around, dog, I can't walk. My speech slurred, man, it's getting hard to talk. I do the drunk
Now do the drunk walk, shawty. Do the drunk walk. Do the drunk walk. Do the drunk walk. Now do the drunk walk. Yeah, I'm a white boy, but I don't wear tight jeans. I don't know applies talking about that shit just isn't me. I'm in the back sipping yak and I just pop the bean. Pockets full of green, head to toe, yeah, I'm clean. I'm wasted with a wall thicker than you ever seen. Looking for the modern mommies, I call them Maybelline. Giant pieces in they friends, you know what I mean? I Mac 10s like an automatic with a beam. I'm kinda fucked up, wasted looking for that clean. No need to sober up before we gotta leave the scene. No DUI, designated driver on the team. We racking chickens up, yeah, we some pussy fiends. 1800, giving me the chills. Drunk walking through the club, pocket full of dollar bills. Bad bitches everywhere, you wish you knew how that feel. Blacked out, wasted, you would think I popped a pill. No matter how drunk I am, I still count still. Drunk walk, remix. This shit is so for real. Life's like a movie. This shit is so surreal. And I'm drunk walking. You think I'm sleepwalking. Hypnotic in a class. I got the streets talking. Young son of Soul Cold Steve Austin. Everywhere I go, the whole thing I'm awesome. Bitch, I'm an animal possum. Do the drunk walk, baby.
The liquor got me feeling high.
Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe, rest in peace Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, they been actin' like they all know me, all my haters are tryna slow me, but I'm toppin' like I'm Obi. Swishing like an Obi, there ain't nothing y'all can show me. If this is my last game, I'm dropping 60, I'm a OG. Dropping 81, ripping Raptors in 06. I'm a part owner, but swear, I've been a fan since. There's certain people that just can't diss. I stay hot, steady, swishing. I can't miss, ballin' like I'm Kobe, I dropped 30 for a ring, I'm locked in it, Mamba from within, people taking shots at me, only hit the rim, when I'm shooting for the win, guaranteed it's going in, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. Blew a stack, left the club with a baddie. She said, if you wanna see me, just send the addy. Shit, we just met, but she already called me daddy. She tryna fuck me in the back of my Bugatti. She don't wanna leave me. Yeah, she know I got the juice. I got too many options, but I still don't wanna choose. Time passed, and I still don't wanna lose. It's hypnotic, man. This flow will get you loose. I've been ballin', I'm in the bag, and they're feeling money calling quit. Now, let me do the talking, yeah. I'm going hard till I'm in a coffin. I'm ballin', man, like me. don't wanna come around often. Ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin' like I'm Kobe, ballin', ballin' like I'm Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. Yeah, yeah, that's my newest single, Kobe. And you can get that single online by itself, or actually have it on my mixtape that I just dropped. And that is actually Money Never Sleeps. Get that over at AudioMax. Be sure to cop that. Share it. Get it out there. Also, The Outcome. You can get The Outcome anywhere. You can get it anywhere. iTunes, everywhere. Everywhere digital. You're not going to find nobody working as hard as me, man. Try to find somebody that releases back-to-back double CDs. Who does that within a couple days? You know, hard work pays off, man. So that's what it takes. Just keep grinding at it. Nautic Show, hip-hop's finest hour on the radio. And today is the takeover. Doing the Stanley Cup Champion Edition with the Knights. And it's going to be great. Shortly, the interviews with them. Again, I'm so proud of you guys and everything that you guys did. You know, great success. You know, and it's great being part owner of that. Also, make sure to cop some those shoes, the hypnoticshoes.com, the limited edition. I still got some in stock, so make sure to get them before they're gone. And then also my coffee, the hypnoticcoffee.com. You can't start your day off without hypnotic coffee. I know I can't, you know, so I got to make that 3 cups a day to start the day. And I got a lot of great selections on there, too. And I just added some more, so I'm always going to keep adding. And then anybody that's trying to get something played on here, make sure to send it to hypnoticshow@gmail.com. Again, that's hypnoticshow@gmail.com. Got some bangers. Send it through. I'll check it out. If I stamp it, stamp of approval, I'll put it through. And play it, and I'm all about supporting. Get back to the show, back to the bangers.
Young Stuff on the beat.
Yo, this is James, right now Tony, the heavyweight champion world. I personally certify this as a street banger. Coming to live. Here, hypnotic.
Let's get it.
Lights out.
Hell yeah,
lights out.
Lights out.
Pull yourself together as you pass me by. I'm on a whole nother level. Them hoes is left. I told you before, keep your pussy to yourself. Goodbye. So many niggas lie to have. Funny what a motherfucker do for math. I got fractions caught up in my everyday actions. Point equal to your real satisfaction. Fucking anybody who fuck with mine. When will they realize I'm straight off to get mine? You gotta get yours, I gotta get mine. 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 You gotta get yours. Ah yeah, nigga. 19, nigga 3, you better handle your business.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick and all the muffins hat you run with. Get done with, dumb quick. You going from the dog or some bum. I take all the one all over some dumb. Ain't that something? Remind me of a strip club. Every time we come around, you're like, well, I just gotta get my dick up. And I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Maybe they have an issue. That's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave soft in the brain. Still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, I smack him with my dick to the mic. Characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let that up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak, whining over food that don't belong to them. Wrong with them. Get up for real, like my mans in them. Who get it all with the strip for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool.
Yeah. Up in here, I'm in trouble, yo. You can only call you when I need you.
I
bring down rings, the heaviest curse ahead. No more talk, put the dirt instead. You keep walking, that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up red, I end up you the slow type.
What?
Fake up north type. It's like a soft wipe. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than the bigger the order, the more we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When the body burn out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep out. Running his mouth, I'ma blown out. Listen,
what?
He's about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing you. It's hard to digest with the sound of.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out.
Up in here, up in here. Females are running everywhere.
Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here.
Say the word.
Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
One, two,
meet me outside.
Get out, get out, get out,
meet me outside.
Hold on.
Past the the Hypnotic Show, hip hop's finest hour on the radio. This week it's the Night Takeover, you know, the Stanley Cup Champion Edition Night Takeover. About to get to those interviews right now. Here we go. First, Mark Stone, Jack Eichel.
Mark, what did it feel like when you were handed the Stanley Cup by the commissioner?
Unbelievable. Just looked in my teammates' eyes when I got it. One of the craziest feelings I've ever had. Just to know that I did it with my 25, 30 best friends makes it that much more special.
When you were a kid growing up, did it match the feelings you dreamed about?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even describe the feelings in my stomach right now. It's everything you can imagine. The grind of an 82-game season, four playoff rounds, you grind and you grind and you grind, and at the end of the day, the last team standing, it's just incredible.
And not making the playoffs last year and doing what you did this year, what can you say about your head coach, Bruce Cassidy?
I mean, he came in and brought an intensity to our locker room that maybe we needed. I think he wanted to win just as bad as everybody else in that locker room. I can see the emotion in his face right now. I don't know what else to say. That whole, everybody that's in those four walls, it's amazing.
Congratulations. An unbelievable playoff run for you. When you joined this Vegas Golden Knights team, when you came over to this side, is this what you dreamed about?
Yeah, I think this is what everyone dreams of, but you come to an organization like this and the expectation is to win this thing, so it's a special place to play, and I just can't give everyone enough credit for putting us in this position. And the guys in the room, I mean, it's just the most unselfish group in the world, and
Jack,
it's pretty good to do this with them.
Congratulations, my man. How does Jack Eichel, Stanley Cup champion, sound to you?
Sounds pretty good. It sounds unbelievable. Yeah, it's tough to put into words, guys. I mean, it's pretty special.
Jack, I hate to be a buzzkill here, buddy, but
there
can you
is.
Put that mic a little bit closer to your mouth so the fans at home can hear you?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, you're good,
sorry.
Buddy. I hate to be the buzzkill, but
no,
hey, I imagine it's going to feel good. I want to talk about that chemistry with your line, Barbashev, and, of course, Mark Stone, who ends up going to win the Conn Smythe. How quickly did you guys gel together when he came over at the deadline as far as Barbashev's concerned? And just talk about how fun of a run it was for that line to get going.
Yeah, I mean, I think when Barbs came over, it was pretty seamless. I mean, he's such an easy player to play with, and Marshy and I took a little bit to get the chemistry going, and I think after the bye week, we started to, you know, take off a little bit, and then you add a guy like Barbs, and he was just so great in the playoffs. Obviously, he's done this in St. Louis. He adds that bit of experience to our group, and Marshy gets so hot, and I mean, he went on a heck of a run, and, you know, so deserving of the Conn Smythe. I'm so happy for him. He's been here since the beginning, and, you know, they call him the Misfits. You know, those guys are the guys that, you know, they built this. They built this culture, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it.
Jack, Ace, one more. There's so many options here in Vegas. Where's the first stop the Cup is going tonight?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm sure someone has something planned, and we're going to enjoy this one, guys.
Aiden Hill,
Stanley Cup champion. How does that sound to you?
Like a dream come true. I don't know. Doesn't seem real right now, but you know what? This team is amazing. So that was a hell of a ride, and you know what? I'm going to enjoy it tonight.
It was pretty clear that your teammates thought you were amazing. We couldn't count the number of times you got stick taps and compliments. What was it like feeling that love from the guys in the room?
It's our room all year. We've had this chemistry in that locker room that is unmatched. I've never been on a team like it. So, I mean, we all pick each other up. It's the best culture I've ever been around, and it's been unbelievable, and we're all here for each other.
The word dominant describes not only your performance, but your whole team.
how were you able to be this dominant throughout the entire playoffs?
It's just like we had a couple off games here and there, but it's just that locker room. Like, we knew what we had to do, and I don't know. It's amazing. It's hard to put to words right now.
Enjoy it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Alec Martinez.
Alec, third time. Is it a charm?
I don't know. Yes or no, I'm not really sure, but it feels like one right now.
It's amazing, too, because this is 9 years to the day that you scored the double overtime game winner to help the LA Kings win your second cup in 2014. There's been some distance of time here, so you have more perspective now. How does it feel to win it again?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're 24 and 26, you know, in that run, you go Stanley Cup, conference final, Stanley Cup. You know, you kind of have this feeling that it's going to happen, you know, more often than it doesn't. But, you know, it's certainly not the case. And in order to be back here just for the opportunity to compete for it is pretty special feeling, let alone win it. So, you know, this one's a little different. The younger guy back then, and I'm fortunate to learn from a lot of older guys, and they know who they are. And you know, now at the other end of the age spectrum, I try to pass down a little bit, you know, what they taught me. But you know, this time it's a pretty special feeling to see some younger guys, you know, fulfill a childhood dream. It's pretty cool.
You handed the cup off to your L.A. teammate, Jonathan Quick. It was an emotional one here. The crowd roared, and that's for a guy that really did not play in the games, but was someone that I'm sure had a lot of impact with his experience, especially for young Aiden Hill. What was that moment like for you? You've won together twice before, and to share that again.
Certainly a moment I won't forget. I think at times hockey's poetic. I've said that a couple times tonight. You know, I'll give the same answer. I know hockey's just a game and there's, you know, more important things in life, but Jonathan Quick's a human too. And the way things went down at the end, I mean, obviously it's pretty difficult. I've gone through it once before, and I'm by no means in the same universe as that guy in terms of importance to that organization. But things happen for a reason, and I'm certainly happy I passed it off to Quickie.
Let me ask you about your goal in the game. You have a propensity for scoring in the Stanley Cup Final, and you did it again tonight. You get that drop from Jack Eichel. You come in. What are you thinking in that moment?
I don't know. I just
want to hit the net.
Yeah, I just want to hit. Yeah, I knew I was a D-man up in the rush. I was just hoping that I didn't miss the net and rim it all the way around for a breakaway or something. But, no, I mean, it was a great play by them. I just tried to put it on net, try to put it in a spot. You know, we knew how incredible Bobrovsky's been, and you know, he's aggressive, and tried to put it up top, and fortunately it went in.
Last question for you. This team started the postseason. It was a tough loss to Winnipeg. You got it kind of going right away after that. Why is this team, in your mind, so special? You've been a part of winning. You understand it. Why did this team get it together and came together and you were able to kind of run through? You never faced elimination ever all the way to the end.
I mean, hands down, it's the off-ice stuff. It's the intangibles. And this team has it in spades. No pun intended being in Vegas here. But, you know, Every team that I've been a part of that's been successful has been really tight off the ice. We have an incredible amount of fun together. Guys genuinely love each other, and I mean, that's what you need when you face adversity. You know, things aren't always going to go your way. They certainly didn't for us last year. But the guys took it as an opportunity to get healthy, get better, both at the game, to step back and look at their individual game, our team game, and guys made the most of it, clearly. So just really proud of this group.
All right, Alec. Thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on a third cup. Go enjoy the rest of the night.
I certainly will. Thanks.
White Cloud.
We know that as a Stanley Cup champion, your name goes on that treasured trophy. No one takes more pride in your last name than you do. Please tell us what it means to know that that name is going to be on there forever.
I don't have words, to be honest with you. It's a dream come true. It's what my parents put all the hard work towards, money, time, frustrations, you know, and they're here tonight, obviously, so, champion forever.
A champion that earned it. This team was so impressive throughout. You were never facing elimination in any of the series. How can you explain just how impactful this team was and how dominant?
Yeah, I think impactful and dominant are some of the words you can use, right? But, I think it's the maturity process since year one, having gone through, you know, those moments and experiencing failure. That, you know, obviously failure is the biggest teacher, right? And, you know, as human beings, we don't want to go through that. It sucks. And, but, you know, those are the moments that prepare us for this run and getting into those scenarios through each series and taking care of business when we had to take care of business. And, you know, that's a credit to our leadership group. It's unbelievable.
Kevin Weeks said you couldn't have scripted it any better. The way that the cup passes went, everyone in this building was going berserk. The original six, after the captain had it, he passed it right down to you. What did that mean because of the entire journey? How special was it?
Again, there's, you know, those guys, those six have been here since year one and obviously went through, you know, what, that first year, right? And obviously lessons learned throughout the whole process, right, year after year. And you know, that's a credit to our team as a whole, sticking to the process and you know, not giving up on one another and finding a way to get over the hump, as they say, right? And just an incredible group of humans and just proud of everyone from top to bottom to get to this point and succeed and it's hard to explain.
You not only got over the hump, you got to the top of the hockey world. Enjoy it. Congrats.
I will. Thanks. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, that is all of them. And all these that normally I always do the interview right here on air, but actually these interviews that I did it on Tuesday after their win. You know, after the second that they won the championship is when I actually did those interviews and I actually recorded them because I wanted it to be, you know, while it was hot, you know, because they'll, you know, if I call them now or, you know, have them do that now, they'll still be, you know, still be happy and they're going to be passionate about it, but not nearly as much as the second, you know, the same day, the same, you know, within minutes, you know, within, you know, so it's fresh, you know, right on them, and then they can get, you know, we can go over some great things, you know, and they can share some great wisdom, and, you know, and again, I'm ecstatic for them, you know, I'm proud, so proud being part owner of that team worked so hard, and yeah, they've just crushed everybody, you know, and it was just, they destroyed them, you know, they didn't put up 1 point, 2 point, you know, they put up nine, you know. That's the way that they won it, you know, and it's, yeah, just like I said, so excited about it. And again, this is the Stanley Cup Champ Edition Night Takeover Hypnotic Show, you know, hip-hop's finest hour on the radio. Do this every week. I do the Hypnotic Show. Everybody knows that at 8 p.m. But, yeah, this week was the Takeover. And again, every single episode that I do, I record it. So if you go to hypnoticshow.com, you could actually go and listen to, you know, any of my show. I make that happen too because, you know, not a lot of people, I mean, there are a lot of people that listen to the show live, but, you know, not everybody can, you know. I understand that. You know, people do things, you know, in life, You know, we've got a lot going on. But, you know, always can play it back later, share it, share the website, hypnoticshow.com. But, yep, let's get back to the show.
With a nigga like me, G to the M to the X. Last I heard, that niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love, the homo thug. Empty out below the domo slug. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bronze. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I gave y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. And she crazy.
Kato's dead, man.
You can't be serious, man.
Scratch to my dog, Kato. Rest in peace, baby. The cane thing.
Dog that I call my friends. Praying for all my friends. Things I do for my friends.
We miss you, Kato.
We started off two dogs with the same goal. Nothing but two dogs walking the same road. Different cultures, but had the same heart.
Yeah.
Enjoyed seeing the light, but lived in the dark. Fifth album bumped heads in the parking lot. With a quiet brother, didn't like to bark a lot. Came direct, when he came, gained respect. So I gave respect, we shared the same respect. Two names and threat in our own circles.
What?
Two brothers with good heart, but if you start, two brothers that'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Know how that dirt do, hitting four corners. Right back up on us. God tried to warn us, but sometimes we don't see. When I first heard, I'm like, this can't be. That nigga's bugging, got the wrong information or something. Please tell me that these niggas is front.
God knows. Those that I call my friends, praying for all my friends. Things I do for my friends.
We miss you.
Love you, K.
Man, imagine this world with no guns, no fight, no diseases. That's a world I would want to live in. Everybody would want to live in. Imagine no guns, imagine no fight, imagine no diseases, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights, imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine the world with no haters. Would you still be motivated to ball with paper? Imagine the streets free from police sirens and cop chases. Imagine if pop was alive. Will rappers be as hot? Imagine if Jeezy went pop. Would the trap still pop? Imagine if Biggie didn't get shot. Would him and Puff still rock? Imagine if that disease didn't take my pop. I could still hear him say I love you a lot. Imagine if Don Lennon didn't make it magic. Would you still imagine? Imagine if there was no Gucci or True Religion fabric. Imagine if Jesus walked amongst us. Would you still wear crosses? Imagine owning your own everything. No work, no bosses. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights. Imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights. Imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine me at the top with no bottom in sight. Imagine me living with no problems in life. Imagine the wars, no soldiers at a fight. Imagine if there wasn't a day or a night. Imagine if there wasn't a Satan or a Christ. Imagine if Eazy-E didn't succumb to AIDS. Would it still be an NWA? Imagine all the homeless people have enough place to stay. Imagine everybody having enough food on their plate. Imagine looking in the mirror, not seeing your face. Imagine if my great-grandma was alive, would you still make sure I'm straight? Imagine if every day had an earthquake. Imagine if everybody was real instead of a snake. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights. Imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights, imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights, imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine no guns, imagine no fights, imagine no disease, imagine that life. Imagine that life. Imagine that life.
Getting lit at Lottie, getting lit at Lottie,
getting lit at Lottie, getting lit at Lottie, every damn night.
If you're not with it, you're missing out. Hypnotic on a mission now.
I count the money in dividends. I'm trying to stack it to the end. Fuck down the plate where I stay at. Yeah, that's home to me. Walking the bar and the roast to the third degree. Walking the bar, everybody getting lit. Walking the bar, got the baddest of bitches. Thank you for Lottie's, for saving my life. And I'm sorry for that one time I dropped all that Sprite. It happened. Walk in the room, got them clapping. Everybody loving all my anime. Getting lit at Lottie's, getting lit at Lottie's, getting lit at Lottie's, every damn night. Getting lit at Lottie's, getting lit at Lottie's, getting lit at Lottie's, every damn night. Every damn night. Every damn night.
Yeah, yeah, that's the anthem over at Lottie's. Go through there in Bucktown. They will be playing that track on repeat. And if they're not, hold up. Place is a good time. Great people there. But, yep, this is the end of this week's Hypnotic Show. Make sure to next week, same time, at 8 p.m. Thursday. And this week it was the Stanley Cup Championship Edition night takeover of this week's show. The interview with Mark Stone, Jack Eichel, Aiden Hill, Zach Whitecloud, Alec Martinez. I'm so proud of you guys again. Night, Vegas, you guys did me proud. And looking forward to next year. And also, everybody go through on Saturday. They got the parade in Vegas. So make sure you guys have a great week. Make sure to go grab some Hypnotic Coffee to start your day, right? Hypnoticcoffee.com. Also, again, make sure to grab my shoes before they're gone. Again, that's why they're limited edition. They will go. They will go away. So hypnoticshoes.com. Catch you guys next week.